Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 34 for September 12th, 2009. Lightning Round Preview. See you. My name's Sarah Lane, and I'd like to welcome you all to This Week in Fun, episode 34. But it's not just me here.
No, it's 35, I think.
No, it's 34.
35.
It was last week was
34.
Was Deucey Deuce.
Or Deucey Deuce.
No,
Deucey
Tracy.
Deuce is 22.
Used. Martin, thanks for spoiling your intro. I had something real good lined up. Or something real good.
No, because remember last week was 1 year older than when Christ died?
No, just stop. Just stop. Even Leo knew it was 34. It's 34.
I think it's 35.
It's not. Last week was 33.
No.
It was. Now I'm not sure. All right. Well, it doesn't matter.
I think it's 35, and I think that means that this week...
It's 34. Everyone in the chat room says 34.
Oh, they would 34.
Know. It's 34. It's how old you are. You're 34.
I'm 34.
You're 34. You're old.
So TWiF is not yet old enough to be elected president.
Oh, maybe another year.
Well, by the time the next election rolls around, he'll be ready.
So Martin, there's a good chance that some people are tuned in, and you know they're ready to learn some.
They're
tech.
saying what the deuce is this show?
And they're saying these aren't two people who look like they know anything about cleaning out a fan, you know, fan on my tower.
What are you talking about? Well, yeah,
you know them dusty fans.
This show is a little bit different than the other shows on the TWiT networks,
right? But,
you know,
but how is
shows,
it different though?
The other shows
it's
that
subtle.
Lilo hosts. I mean, this show, it still does have some tangential relationship to the technology sphere, but it's different. Those other shows, they're all, you know, the one hosts by Leo and, you know, that Steve Gibson.
Oh, well,
fella.
You got to bring up Steve Gibson.
They're too damn techie.
He's a real jerk.
They're too techie.
Everything's about getting secure, you know, like talk about paranoia.
We're not worried about security. We just let it hang fast and loose on this show.
You know, if you're not living like a wild beast, you're not living.
Those other shows, they're all about the high tech. They're about, you know, defragging, partitioning, updating the kernel processing
right
on the Linux box,
USB ports.
We don't do that on the show.
No, we don't.
We leave the daisy chain into those guys. We just like to have fun on this show. We just like to kick back and just have a good time, sort of talking tech.
We put our firewires aside for the hour, and we do things our way.
No, we're
not. It's a crazy show, but it's our show.
We're not 1394. We're more 1337.
Yeah. 802.11. Awesome.
802.11G. Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, goodness
gracious.
That
was the worst introduction.
It is. That was one of the worst. Well, you know, every time I try to set it up real nice for you, and you get all mad at me because I haven't introduced you fast enough or something, and we get off to a clunky start every gosh darn tootin' time. Toot. So, without further ado, if anyone notices that we may be looking off to the side, audio folks probably won't know any better, but we got this kid in here, this Brett character.
He's just a damn kid.
He's just a kid.
He's a whiz with a camera. And he said for a school project he wanted to make a documentary.
Yeah.
About
an 11th grader.
About our show. He's in the AV club.
Yeah.
Over at Evergreen Junior High.
Future Broadcasters of America.
So he's going to be filming this whole thing, and then he's going to turn it into a documentary, and he's going to put it up on YouTube.
Well, I for one can't wait to see it. There was a bit of profanity on the write up here, so we'll see what Brett decides to edit out.
It's going
to
be the whole ride.
Because I can't tarnish my saintly image.
The whole ride, once we get here. Maybe we'll even film us out drinking a little later.
Maybe.
Although I don't know how they're going to let that kid in the bar to film.
He's only in 11th grade.
Just a damn kid. Anyway.
So he's here. Brett, so, good to have you.
Let's talk a little tech.
Let's talk some tech.
Top story. This is just a story that it just made me glad that I live in the most wired country in the world. The United States of America.
The most wired country. You don't think China or Japan is ahead of us?
No, neither one is.
Okay.
No, we are the greatest country on earth.
That is true.
No one can beat us in tech.
Nope.
We have,
you said it, brother,
raging throughput. I don't care what they say about South Korea and all that. The technology here is raging, but it's at least better than what they have in South Africa. South Africa is one of the more advanced countries in the African.
Yeah, I think they drive there, and they have running water sometimes.
Have you seen District 9?
They've got I haven't seen it. Thanks. Oh,
they've got all kinds of tech.
Thank you. I don't know what that is. I think it might be our lightning. Wow. I don't know what that is. I have no idea.
North Korean national anthem.
It's that YouTube video. I'm sorry. That was a premature click.
What? Is that coming up for something later?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
You gave it to me.
That. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I sent you the wrong video.
Great.
That has nothing to do with the show. That was a tourism video for North Korea, and that has nothing to do with today's show.
That to me.
Well, that has nothing to do with today's show. The story that we're talking about is how this is so bad. So this call center business in South Africa, they're so frustrated by their persistently slow internet that they decided to do a little experiment.
Yeah.
What they did was they did this little experiment where they were trying to see what would transfer faster, 4 gigabytes of data between their two offices, which were just 50 miles apart. If one, they sent it through the wires in the computer internet system of South Africa. And then with the other ones, they attached it to a pigeon. They attached it to a pigeon.
Carrier pigeon.
Who flew it there.
Yeah.
Which one do you think won?
Well, you know, this is one of those stories where you think maybe the crazy part ended up being true. So, I don't know. Maybe it was the pigeon. Wouldn't that be nuts?
Pigeon kicked ass.
Pigeon kicked rear.
The pigeon, whose name was Winston, arrived. You got the right story now.
Yeah, I do. It's not the North Korean anthem anymore.
The pigeon arrived after 2 hours.
That's the pigeon, by the way. He's so cartoonish.
2 hours, 6 minutes, 57 seconds. In that amount of time, only 100 megabytes had transferred, which was only about 4% of the total.
I have to say, I am...
Thank you, lucky stars, Sarah Lane.
That I live in the greatest country on earth?
The greatest country on earth.
I'd like to go to South Africa. World Cup next year.
There's a lot of rape.
In South Africa?
Yes, there is. A lot of carjacking, a lot of rape.
Well, that doesn't appeal to me, but
they've got these things that, like, for the rape problem, they literally, if you start to get raped, it's like a
chastity belt.
No, it's like a flamethrower that'll come right out of there.
There's that much rape?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I mean, I know that there's too much rape everywhere. Even a little rape is too much. But no, I was not aware that South Africa was any sort of rape capital. Perhaps I should take my safari to neighboring Tanzania, perhaps, instead.
There's a There's a lot of rape.
Well, on a funner note, those carrier pigeons, huh? How about them? I like the idea of pigeons transferring data. I understand it's
my
about as analog
used to
as
raise,
you get.
Carrier pigeons.
Did he?
Yeah.
And they would do the whole thing?
They would do the whole thing.
They would do the. Did he ever like send a message in a bottle? Can they carry a bottle?
No,
probably not.
My father
put
was.
Put a little note like you do
fact,
a Saint Bernard.
The more I think about my father, the more I realize he was much like Bert from Sesame Street.
Because of the eyebrows.
The eyebrows, the pigeons.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The badass attitude.
Mm, yeah, Bert really showed them all.
His kooky brother Ernie.
Uh huh. They were friends.
He was always eating
brothers.
Cookies in bed.
Ernie's so cute. Well, I'll be sure to mention that next time I see Jack Sargent that your son thinks you are a lot like a Muppet.
There's no more sex in Middlesex.
Now, it's funny that you mention this because we just talked about Middlesex a couple shows ago.
Did we?
Because we were talking about hermaphrodites.
Middlesex, exactly.
Middlesex, the book which I'm reading. Middlesex is actually a place, though. It's a county, isn't it?
It's yes, it is.
Okay.
No, it's a,
so
it's
tell
a county
me about
of
it.
Middlesex.
Okay. Where is this county?
It's in England.
It's in England.
They have a problem when they're sending out emails.
Yeah.
From the government.
Right.
They don't make it through the spam filters.
Because suffixes.
Because it's Middlesex, because the word sex is in there.
Oh, like you dot see? Middlesex dot edu or
right.
whatever.
Exactly.
Well, that's not their fault, is it?
It's not. But
it's
they
not
have,
their fault.
They have to change it.
Well, so what?
Oh, wait. Actually, this is up in Canada.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Because the current address was the suffix
@county.middlesex.on.ca.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief. Well, that changes everything.
Yeah. This
the Canadians
this,
aren't doing
this
it.
This story no longer seems that important.
No. I mean, what's different? You woke up this morning.
So they're changing it to @mdlsx.ca.
Well, good luck. Hope somebody ever emails any of you again, because that's hard to remember.
Those are the two most boring stories we've ever done on this show, and we led the show with them.
Canada. It's never wise. Just kidding, Canadians. You guys rock. I know you're not having sex, though, so. Don't even play it.
People in Canada don't have sex?
I don't think so. I don't think so. What else do you got, Marty? You got to have something better than that. People in Canada aren't having sex, and carrier pigeons are faster than broadband in South Africa,
okay, this
a rape
is good.
Capital.
Let's go to the United States where all the good stories
let's
occur.
Let's do it.
This is great. So Ohio police say a suspect in a robbery was arrested when he returned to the home that he robbed about 2 hours later to ask the woman that he robbed out on a date.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Isn't that cute? This is like...
So, like, what did he take from her?
This is like a movie starring Tom Hanks. I mean, it's wonderful.
Ohio is where all the best stuff happens.
No, that's Florida.
Well, Ohio is a close second. Florida and then Ohio. Going back to Ohio. Good old Stefan Bennett. He's only 20 after all.
Stefan. Okay, this
He's
is
probably
how,
a new robber.
Stefan spells his name STEPHON.
That doesn't make any sense.
Stefan.
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 Stefan
Bennett. He's just a kid. He's 20 years old. Robbed the woman. Was so smitten by her, went back 2 hours later to ask her out.
Did she say yes?
No. Her relative called 911 and he was arrested in front of the house. Oh. He was arraigned Tuesday on a charge of aggravated robbery. Being held
you
in
know,
the county jail on $100,000 bail.
You can't squelch love, relative. That could have been the best thing that ever happened to both of those people.
Really? I would love to book Stefan Bennett on
it's
the
like,
show.
It's like right out of a Hollywood script, you know?
Wonder if we could get...
Robbing you, taking your laptop, maybe a pair of underwear or two, and then you're like, you know what? I can't live without her. And you go back and you get down on one knee, maybe break a window, and happily ever after. If only somebody would ever rob me, maybe I'd have a chance at love. Maybe. Perhaps.
You are attracted to the bad boys.
That's not true. That's not true. I'm not interested in bad boys.
Internet bad boys.
If they're rich, they can be bad. If not, I prefer a nice, wholesome guy.
You're a CEO.
That's not true.
Yes,
I've never even dated a CEO.
Okay.
Not even once.
Founders.
Founders are not CEOs. Sorry, you're a founder of Rough Patch Productions. We're all founders of something.
What have you founded?
I have founded the Institute of Higher Learning.
Institute of I Tell Shit Stories.
Hey, SHIT.
Sorry.
Institute of Higher Learning. We meet every Wednesday. And we communicate via carrier pigeon the rest of the week. So it's smart kids.
I don't know. This show started off so badly. I almost want to get right into a game before we do some more stories.
A game?
We should do that.
A game could be great.
Do you think we should just try to reset a little bit with a little true or poo?
True or poo. Let's do it.
Right.
We have lost our true or poo
music.
We
don't have the true or poo
so
music.
So I am happy to oblige.
Sing it, please.
True or poo? Hey, Sarah Lynn, it's up to you. True or poo? What is Marty gonna do? He's asking you if it's true or
is
if it's really poo.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Marty.
All right, let's play true or poo. Let me remind you of how we play true or poo. I'm going to read you three stories, Sarah. Now, each one of these stories might be ripped straight from the headlines, or they might be a steaming pile of poo that came straight
from your imagination.
Well, from
your bowels.
My steaming
your bowels. That became words
so
on a page.
For each of these, you just need to tell me if the story is true or if it's poo. We're going to do three of these. If you get two out of the three right, and you have to understand what an advantage you have in this game. Like, okay, there's other shows that have, like, there's a show called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I was listening to it. It's a fun show.
Love
it's on
that
NPR.
One. Yeah.
They do something similar where they read three stories and all that person has to do is pick which one
is fake.
Is fake.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot harder.
Is it?
I mean, a lot easier.
Is
that's
it?
A lot easier.
Do you know what you're saying?
What? Yeah, for each one, you just basically have a coin flip. Uh-huh. All right.
It's funny. Someone in the chat room thinks this is a rerun, and he's already said first one's poo.
I wish this were a rerun. We would have been much better if we had just played a rerun rather than driven all the way up here today.
Oh, yeah, I know. Hey, you know, why did I get out of bed?
What a waste of guess.
You think this is a fake?
What a waste of guess this one. All right. Okay. Here's your first story.
All right.
A Chinese hairdresser has just completed erecting what some are calling the Chinese haircutting equivalent of the Great Wall of China, a massive to scale replica of Tiananmen Square made out of human hair. Western journalists have dubbed the sculpture Tiananmen Hair. Barber Huang Xin says it took him 5 months of sweeping hair off the floor before he had the 11 kilograms required to build just the gate tower. Mr. Xin says it is his way of celebrating the upcoming 60th anniversary celebration of Communist China's founding. True or poo?
What is keeping the hair upright? Is it a wall?
Glue.
Glue. What kind of glue?
Glue. I don't know what kind of glue.
Just some special glue.
Yeah.
For walls
and
of hair.
If this were a real story,
mm-hmm. Which it is, maybe.
Which it maybe is, there would be wonderful pictures of you look at this thing and you say, oh my God, how did this simple barber create?
You're either a real genius or you really mucked this one up, Marty. I can't tell yet. this seems very poo-like to me. Nothing about this seems like... Sorry, I have something in my eye. Nothing about this seems like anything I would have read. And I read a lot of weird stories throughout the week, as I know you do. You read more of them than I do, though, so there's a good chance. See, I have to look. There are little triggers. Western journalists have dubbed it, celebrated the celebration. Some of that stuff is, it's sloppy journalism is what it is. And it's either written by you or you're reading a really bad article. But in the interest of my gut, because I always got to follow my gut.
I just summarize the article sometimes. True. Sometimes I might change the tense and so forth to fit the context of the game.
You change the tense. Why? Doesn't really make any sense.
I don't know.
I don't think you're changing tenses. But I think that my gut says it's poo. What say you, Sarge?
Poo. You're saying poo.
Poo, I say.
You're saying that Mr. Huang Zin is incapable of erecting Tiananmen hair.
Well, now that I've chosen, the chat room is telling me that I'm wrong. But
You are incorrect.
Mother effer.
It is true. It is true.
At least I didn't look.
Why don't we do a Google News search right now, because I don't have the link. Do a Google News search for Tiananmen hair so we can take a look at this. So we can all see the majesty. So what was that part you said? Either you're not doing this well, or you're a genius. Well, I guess I'm a genius.
I guess.
Oh, look at it.
Tiananmen hair. That is so dumb. God, you know, you got anything else to do, dude? Look at your own hair. Get a haircut, hippie. Freak.
It's beautiful.
I thought this was a pile of poo. It was a real Martin Sargent original, too.
It's so like basically, I can't even trust myself. Oh, by the way, what are we playing for?
Oh, I don't know, Martin. What are we playing for?
Well, I was damn sober last night.
Me too.
So I'm ready to go.
I had one glass of wine, which is basically like saying I had none.
I had a ginger beer, and then I had another one that had some bullet bourbon in there.
Ew.
But that's about it. So
the bullet, silver bullet.
Let's drink.
Should we play for drinks?
Yeah.
I mean, it is Friday, so I mean, usually playing for drinks seems a little much. But since you know, we're kind of doing our Friday happy hour.
And plus for the documentary guy kid, he might want to see us drinking. So yeah, let's play for drinks.
Brett's all right. Still here.
So you're 0-1.
Yeah, I am.
Let's
thank you for reminding
me. Let's go for the next one here. Here's your next story. You ready for it?
Okay.
The CIA has asked a 68-year-old widow to uproot her garden amid claims that it could contaminate Michelle Obama's White House vegetable patch. Patricia O'Leary, who lives in an apartment two blocks from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, is a retired professor of botany at American University who specializes in poisonous plants. Though no longer an active member of the faculty, Dr. O'Leary continues to grow and experiment on the plants on her balcony, and CIA officials claim there is a slim but real chance that seeds or spores from the plants could end up in the White House garden. Because the first family regularly consumes meals harvested from the garden, there is a direct threat to the president's life, say CIA officials.
That is such
true or poo.
That is steamy and piled, and there are pieces of carrot in it. That's how poo this is. It was so long and Martin and flourishy and like flowery and vegetables and poisonous and botany and American University, and it's poo. It is straight up poo. I don't even have a doubt. What say you, Sarge?
Final answer?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think that?
No.
This is a...
Uh-uh.
No?
Nope.
Drippy diarrhea down the leg poo.
Poo.
Judges...
Poo.
It's poo.
So it looks like
You didn't even have to think for a minute about
it. This is what your mind does. Michelle Obama's vegetable patch. And like the way that the woman had, you know, her specific address written in on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Well, no, 69 Pennsylvania Avenue is with the address of the White House.
I thought you were saying
two blocks away from
I thought you were saying it was her address that
this
was next
to it. This is so feasible.
No.
It was a damn good story.
The CIA?
The CIA was the wrong agency. Okay, the Secret Service, whatever. I screwed that up.
Yeah, you did.
You didn't catch that.
Well, I did. It all factored into my genius answer. It's poo. It's poo. It's poo.
You know,
poo,
give me some credit. It was a pretty good yarn.
No, it was very imaginative. You have a wonderful imagination. You should be a creative writer, maybe.
All right.
All right. This is our third and final, right? This is for all the marbles?
We've got one here. This is for all the booze.
Okay.
Are you ready for your final story?
Yes, Martin, I am.
Is the following true or poo?
I don't know yet.
A cat in London is being called a real-life Garfield because it will only eat lasagna. The picky cat's love affair with the pasta dish began after sneaking a bite of his owner's leftovers. For a week, he wouldn't eat anything I gave him, but a few days later, I cooked some more lasagna, and he came running, said 30-year-old Sophia Attrill. Now the cat will eat nothing else. No word on whether Humphrey also hates Mondays.
Humphrey! That's so cute. A cat named Humphrey. Maybe I should adopt another cat and name him Humphrey.
True or poo?
This is the sort of story that the Brits love to tell. They've always got that crazy cat story, you know, about the cat who rides the bus or the cat who eats lasagna. And he's a regular, real life Garfield. I know that you know I like cats. And so, you know, I think you know that I will be swayed by a feline-centric story and possibly will use less than stellar judgment because of my clouded vision. However...
Do your cats eat lasagna?
I don't really make lasagna, but I have to assume
God, I would love lasagna right now.
Well, see, here's the thing. She probably makes lasagna with meat in it. Cats like meat, right? My cat Sam won't eat beef, but a lot of cats will, right? He's very finicky. He has a weak stomach. I would not make lasagna unless it was
like white tofu or whatever. Lasagna.
So I actually never make lasagna. I prefer enchiladas if I'm going to do a big layer.
You've had my lasagna.
It's very good.
Thank you.
I think that this cat, Humphrey, he's probably loving lasagna. I say it's true. What am I going to do? Humphrey likes lasagna. This isn't up to me.
A real life Garfield.
Yeah. Yeah, cats like meat. It's not out of the realm of possibility. This is a feel good story.
This could be vegetarian lasagna, though.
I don't think so. You've ever been to the old England? They do a lot of meat.
Jesus God. Judges? How? F you, judges!
What are you doing?
I'm yelling at the judges.
There aren't any judges.
It's true.
Oh, it's
a true story.
Wait a second. So,
Damn it.
I need a gong.
I need a... I thought for sure you were going to get that one wrong. A real life Garfield eats lasagna?
Yeah. It's meat. Come on. Try a little harder. By the way, you owe me a drink. Yay! Hooray!
Are you excited about... Move on. Are you excited about the Facebook movie?
No.
No, it's not. What? This is a boring...
It's stupid.
They're coming out with a movie about Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, this is... some kid supposedly ripped off the other people and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Here's the problem I have with this whole Facebook story idea is... Facebook is like... It's not like it's like a legacy that's like over. You know, I mean, it's not as if you can contain the story of Facebook yet. Because it's new in the grand scheme of life and constantly evolving. That just kind of, I don't know. Am I crazy? Am I the only one? Justin Timberlake. I'll watch him, though.
They cast the film.
Right.
And for those of you watching this right now, those are the people who got cast in it. Justin Timberlake is playing Sean Fanning. I didn't even know that Sean Fanning had anything to do with Facebook. The Napster guy.
No, Sean Parker.
Oh.
That's different than Sean Fanning. It says, that's probably why you're confused.
Well, it says Justin Timberlake as Napster's Sean Parker in the article. So who's Napster's Sean Parker?
He's the other Sean.
Oh.
He did some Facebook stuff. It's not important. Justin Timberlake is...
Timberlake. I would love to go basking... On the shores of Lake Timber.
You know, I need to know if what the origin of the name Timberlake is all about. Timberlake? You know? Martin and I have actually talked about this before, by the way. This is not the first time I'm bringing this up. It's just the first time I'm bringing it up with all of you. Timberlake, Witherspoon? What's another one? Now I can't think of any. I thought of a few of the other. I mean, they're just, they're very interesting names. Where did the surname come from, Martin?
Andrew Garfield of Boy A is playing Spurn co-founder Eduardo Severon. Andrew Garfield. See how that sort of dovetails with our last True or Poo right there?
You know what isn't interesting to me?
None
a movie
this.
That hasn't been made yet. Let's talk when it's done, and I'll tell you if I like
all right,
it or not.
We'll come back to this.
Yeah.
So let's go to Florida.
Okay. Oh, it, finally.
At least Florida can save this show.
You
maybe.
Know it. You know
There's
it.
There's always some crazy crap going on down in Florida.
Florida, FLA.
A preacher down in Florida named Rodney McGill. Was handed a 20-year prison term for his part in fraudulently obtaining some $1 million in real estate loans.
No way!
Pastor Rodney McGill. And this is what he did. This is what he did when the sentence was handed down. He said, quote, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, for every witness called against me, I pray cancer in their lives, lupus, brain tumor, pancreatic cancer."
That's a little much.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's not a man of God.
No. By the way, is preacher and what's the difference between a preacher and a pastor? Is there a difference? I know. I'm just
the origin of the church. A pastor is one who performs.
Not a pasture.
Pastoral.
That's where horses graze.
Well, that's where it comes from. Doing pastoral work, like, you know, basically being a shepherd.
So pastor and preacher, pretty much the same things, just happen to be your style of Christianity.
A preacher is one who preaches.
Well, a pastor preaches.
Yeah, but come on, Sarah.
I'm asking you seriously. I don't know these things.
A preacher is someone who preaches.
Son of a preacher man.
Yeah. I mean, a Muslim imam could be a preacher.
Am I a preacher?
If you stood on a street corner and started
speaking the gospel?
Preaching, then you're a preacher. It doesn't matter if you're speaking the gospel or just
talking.
You're preaching.
Well, see, this is, you don't even really know how to give me a good answer.
I just gave you a great answer.
No, you gave me a very convoluted answer that makes me think that maybe you don't know what the difference is.
I gave you a goddamn etymology of a pastor.
You've got a real potty mouth today, sir. Real potty mouth. You know, there are children watching this, Twit.
I don't have any sponsors. What do I have to worry about my mouth for? F it. I don't care.
F it.
Mm-mm-mm.
F it all.
Mm-hmm.
F it all me.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Wow. What's wrong with us? What is wrong?
Bunch of women in Turkey have been rescued from a fake reality show.
How do you get you know, what's funny is there's actually a show, I think it's on MTV, VH1 or something like that, where it's sort of the premise is, it's not the same story, but the premise is that they get somebody to be on what they think is a reality show, but everyone's actually actors.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no reality show. I think that the person that they're punking is in on it, though, because the whole show is terrible. And it's too, you know, they say everything's too perfect. I think the whole thing is just an act.
Well, this is something different.
Yeah, but
this
I was just saying.
Turkey, and it's a sinister plot.
Well, okay. Go ahead. I'm just saying, you know,
we've
got reality, fake reality shows in the US of A, too.
These women had to be rescued. They thought that they were going on a real reality show.
So, and what was the reality show about?
The reality, well, they thought it was like a Big Brother type show.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The reality was
they were
like
captive.
Forced to like take their clothes off, and they filmed everything, and they were going to sell this stuff, you know, on the internet as like, you know, voyeur dorm kind of thing.
Not good.
And the women had to be rescued.
Well, this is one of those heartwarming stories that ends well, I guess.
They were
in a villa
for 2 months. I know. I don't know what they're complaining about. They probably had it better than they ever had
in
Turkey.
You know, I've been to Turkey. It can be really hot. Get in your underwear. Have a good time. You know?
I mean, how many times
raise
have you
a glass.
Go see Hagia Sophia?
We're kidding, of course. Nobody
Turkey
should kidnap
beautiful.
Anybody else.
Beautiful place.
I really like Turkey, actually. I would return with gusto. One day.
You would never drink and drive, Sarah.
You kidding me?
Here's another reason.
I care
reason.
About my life too much and others.
Here's another reason why you should never drink and drive. I mean, this just sucks. I know you should never drink and drive. But like, let's say, and I'm not condoning drinking and driving at all, but you've had a couple too many, right? And you're
sure.
driving home, and it's like something so totally beyond your control happens, and you get in an accident, and you end up going to jail for a really long time because you hurt that person. Well,
yeah.
this is exactly what happened. This is why you should not.
And this story, listen closely, because it's a weird one.
This is just not supposed to happen. This guy's driving drunk, and he's following an ambulance, right? And they were taking the guy to a medical facility for the criminally insane. He was a criminally insane patient.
Okay.
He jumps out of the back of the ambulance and onto the freeway. This is down on the 101 freeway in Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
And he starts running around on the street, and the guy just hits him. He comes out of the back of the ambulance, booga, booga, booga.
So he did a booga booga?
He's a booga booga.
He was at a booga booga booga.
I'm crazy. And the dude hit him.
Which is so sucky.
So sucky.
Because he shouldn't have been driving, and this is what happens when you drink and drive. However,
exactly.
usually criminally insane
but,
people don't leap out of
no,
ambulances.
When I think about this, you know the place where I drink, right?
I do. I
and
drink there as well once in a while.
I never drive. But like it's so easy. You could be the place where I drink, it's like there's all these crackheads around there. And it's like, you know, they just come out like you know, roaches. They're just scurrying all over the place. And they'll dart right out in front of your car.
It's true.
And you could, you know, you think you have a couple drinks. And you're like, you think you're fine. Like, all right,
You're not fine.
I know. This is the point. This is why I'm telling everyone, don't drink and drive. You have a couple, and you think you're fine, and you go and you leave the bar, and some crackhead darts out in front of you. It's crackhead, but you're still going to go to jail for the rest of your life. You kill it.
Kill it.
Him, her.
Him or her. Kill it. She's harsh. It's an unfortunate turn of events on all counts, the story. The man needed some medication, probably. Or just maybe somebody to talk to. I don't know. And now he doesn't get any of that because somebody had too many margaritas and decided that he was tired and he didn't want to wait for a cab.
Some producer.
Not in Hollywood. Takes too long. So, that's a very sad story.
It is.
You know, it's you can laugh at it because it's so ridiculous, but it's actually like,
I don't think the person
died. Yeah, he says he's killed.
Did I say that?
Yeah, it's in the headline. Man jumps out of private ambulance onto Hollywood freeway and is killed by another car.
Oh, doesn't say that in my notes.
Well, you don't take very good notes. It's always good to end on a sour note.
Well, let's not end there. Let's end on a story about porn.
Okay. Let's.
Most Australian teenagers say they have seen online porn, but only accidentally.
Right.
Only accidentally. This is a great story.
Because porn just pops up.
It just pops right
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you don't ever know if it's going to happen.
I've watched a whole lot of porn, but only accidentally.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Well, you know what happens
I don't know
is
how BitTorrent downloaded it.
My mouse sometimes slips. Yeah. My mouse, I'm like, ah,
yeah,
oh my
like
gosh.
Like that guy we talked about a few weeks ago. They found all this kitty porn on his computer.
My cat did it.
Says most 16 to 17 year old boys admit to viewing online pornography, but they claim it's an accident.
Yeah, just because of the pop-ups. See, pop-ups.
2 out of 3 girls in the same age group have seen internet porn.
Everyone likes to look at a little porn when they're, you know, growing up.
84% of boys, 60% of girls say they'd stumbled onto pornography. Do you look at pornography on the computer, Sarah?
No, but in my life, I have looked at pornography. Yes, I have looked at pornography.
By yourself? In order to, like, turn yourself on?
No, my God. The only time I was really interested in that was when I was a child, because, you know, adults doing crazy things like that is just crazy. It's the shock value of it. You know, you like have friends who have parents who have things like that in their underwear drawers, blah, 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 blah. But I have seen it. I am not.
I think you're sick. I've never looked at it.
I don't believe you. You were young once, too. People who, you know, children.
I think I've started looking at more as I got older.
No, see, I only. It's the shock value of it. See, the problem is that I have the same problem
the
with strip
shock
clubs.
Value of it. It has nothing to do with the shock value.
I am shocked. I get shocked every time I see people doing you know, things
the
like that.
Flog value of it.
The flog value. Like S&M flogging?
No, like flogging.
Flogging?
Myself.
Flogging is that S&M?
Yeah, well, it's a euphemism.
I don't want to know any more about that. Good grievousness. Yes, porn. You know, you dabble if you want. Sometimes you're going to stumble upon it by accident, especially if you're a teenage male. And you know, just try to avert your eyes and go on with your life and stay in school. You know, get those A's. 3.0.
Things are a little different 4.0. Down under. Apparently.
Everything's backwards. Even the toilet goes backwards. Yeah. So they're looking at porn by accident.
They're looking at the rest of us are paying for it. The rest of us are putting a credit card down paying $30 a month.
Flogging the bishop? Is that what you could say?
That's what I meant. Flogging the bishop.
Is that a boy thing? Well, obviously. There's a lot of...
The bishop.
Is that the thing?
Yeah, like, you know, the picture of bishop's hat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What if you don't have the snip? Then you don't have a bishop hat. Then you're just kind of a snake.
Then you don't have a turtleneck sweater.
Then you are the... I don't know. I can't think of another chess piece that really fits. A pawn.
The spunk monk?
What?
I don't know.
I'm talking about chess.
I'm trying to go.
God.
Oh, I thought we were talking about...
No. Girls, don't. This like, is all very
bishop,
unromantic, by the way.
Bishop.
You know, don't ever say, like, I want to touch you with my bishop to any girl because I promise you...
I would never.
She will be turned off. Keep the bishop away. Let's not bring chess into our lovemaking. Not ours, but
the fun pawn.
The collective hour. It's all about love. Stay in school, people. Let's not get crazy. I don't know what to do anymore. I can't stop thinking about it. Gross. God.
Oh, why don't we play... let me get rid of... End this show with a little bit of Tweetbeat.
All right. Let's do Terrible. A little bit of Tweetbeat.
And we're going to play it a little different. We're going to play Tweetbeat Lightning Round.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweetbeat. I said it's time for Tweetbeat. Mr. Martin Sargent said Tweetbeat. Are you ready for the world?
All right, everyone, time to play the game the whole internet's buzzing about. We call it Tweetbeat. Let me remind you how we play the game.
All right.
I'm going to give you two words or phrases that sound similar to the ear. What you have to do, Sarah Lane, is tell me which of those two phrases or words has a louder Tweetbeat, has been tweeted more times in the past 24 hours.
Okay.
Do you understand the rules?
Loosely? Yeah.
You have sort of a... And I,
yeah,
an idea.
I feel like I'm
so if I said,
general
for example,
gist.
Like Barack Obama or flog the llama,
I'd probably say Barack Obama.
You'd probably say Barack Obama.
Yeah, but just because it probably has collectively a louder Tweetbeat than
flog the llama.
Flog the llama.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, you've really, really woven flogging into the show well, haven't you?
And today, we're going to do it a little different. We're going to play Tweetbeat Lightning Round.
Preview.
Here's,
you know it's a big storm when Preview Lady comes out.
It's raining cats.
Run
Preview
cover.
Lady.
Might want to get into
all right,
the basement.
So here's how Lightning Round works, all right?
Okay.
There's going to be five challenges, and you're only going to have 10 seconds 10 seconds to give me an answer for each one.
I thought the lightning round was just the lightning sound effects.
No,
I didn't know I actually had to perform my duties any differently.
It's quickster. All right.
I don't like it when you do this to me. You're throwing me curveballs and I don't even know what to hit. Okay. I'll try.
So
I'm going to be a team player.
Oh, actually, the example I wanted to give was Michael Caine or Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
You know why?
Rock band.
Exactly.
Not happy
you
about
that.
Not happy about the Beatles one either. Oh. I'm not going to get on my soapbox, but I'm telling you, I don't like it.
Unbelievable.
That commercial upset me. Don't you mess with me.
All right. So here is your first challenge.
All right.
In
TweetBeat
Lightning Round. Lightning round. Lightning bolt.
Right. Sorry.
Here you go.
I need to get
All right.
used to this.
I'm going to say it. You will have 10 seconds. Here's your first challenge. Gold rises or full of surprises? Gold rises or full of surprises. 10 seconds starting now.
Gold rises or full of surprises. Gold rises or full of surprises. Gold rises.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Lightning. You are incorrect.
No!
Gold rises. Although gold has risen, it's up to, I think, over $1,000 an ounce right now. Full of surprises was tweeted 63 times. Gold rises only 34.
Oh, man. This lightning round is really a humdinger.
Yeah, so what are we playing for?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I mean,
gotta tell me quick. It's lightning round.
The storm is getting closer. We'll never make it.
let's just make that drink a double. All right, here
we go. Okay, fine.
Here we go. Here's your next challenge.
Okay.
Vladimir Putin or Isaac Newton. Vladimir Putin or Isaac Newton. Which has a louder tweet beat?
10 seconds. Vladimir Putin or Isaac Newton.
Six.
Vladimir Putin.
Judges, you are correct.
Yes.
Isaac Newton, 36. It was tight.
Yes.
So it's one and one.
One and one. Baby. Bases loaded.
Here's your next one.
Sarah's on deck.
I screwed this up. Looks like rain or Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
Giving that away.
Preview.
That's correct. Kurt Cobain.
How many of these are there?
1,220.
This is our new show.
Or it looks like grain 142. Okay, you've got two. I've got one. Okay, I can still do this. I need to get the next two.
Okay.
Remember, it's best of five.
Come on, chat room. You guys are on my side.
Fran Drescher.
Uh-huh.
Or too much pressure.
Fran Drescher or too much pressure.
10 seconds.
It's got to be too much pressure. Nobody cares about Fran Drescher.
Final?
Yeah.
Judges, you are incorrect.
Oh.
Because Fran Drescher is getting her own Fox News talk show. Can you believe that?
It's awful.
Who the hell's going to... I'm Fran Drescher.
No.
Fran Drescher.
The
Obama administration is stupid. All right, here it is. It all comes down to this.
Okay.
It all comes down to this.
Oh, my God.
Storm. Oh, no, it's not. There's lightning again. Here it is. Here's your final one. Is it left wing or Rodney King? Left wing or Rodney King? 10 seconds.
Left wing or Rodney King? I don't know anything about Rodney King, except he's on Celebrity Rehab recently, so it's got to be left wing.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You are incorrect.
Oh,
81, Rodney King, 95.
Why?
Because Rodney King is going to be on Celebrity Boxing. He's going to fight. He's going to fight one of the cops who kicked his ass.
No.
I have won 3 out of 5. I am the winner. Woo!
That was fun. Let's do lightning round every week.
Wow.
God, you know, you add a little storm action and the heart really races.
It's a whole new game.
I felt like that was a life or death situation. God, and all I had to do was go to audiosparks.com.
See how I did that, though? I put in too much pressure, knowing that there was going to be a lot of pressure by that point in the game, and I knew that subliminally you would go with too much pressure.
Oh, you know what?
That's what
your brain is under pressure.
That's how a game master operates.
Question down on me.
Wow.
Well, did I win?
No, I won.
Oh. So neither of us bite each other's drinks.
Wash.
It's a wash.
So it looks like we're just going to go out for a sandwich.
Maybe some milk. I'd like some milk.
Cologne and cream, please.
Okay, Groucho Marx. What happened? Ah, what do you say, Charlotte? Clue.
Worst show ever.
Worst twiff ever.
All right, everyone. Sorry about all that. That was the worst show we've ever done, I think.
I enjoyed it. I, for one, enjoyed it.
It was the pressure of the documentary film crew here. Everyone, there is going to be a documentary made about this show, believe it or not.
It's something, and I'm going to say right now, if you're offended easily, you might not want to watch this particular YouTube video.
Yeah.
I regret some of my
things come out
coarser language on the write-up.
We're going.
Kind of, well, you forget Brett back there because he sits in that little fetal ball, you know?
Quiet little
kid. He's got the camera on the whole time.
Anyway.
Just a kid.
I guess we're going to be back next week with another show. And that'll be show 35.
That'll be number 35 because this, of course, was TWIF 34.
So thank you, everyone, for watching. Those of you who are listening, thank you for listening. Whew. Until next week, have fun.
And that'll be a...
Are you going to ruin this anymore?
I'm all confuddled, discombobulated. I don't know what that was. It was like I wanted to give a speech.
You had a mini stroke.
I was trying to do something
some
between
vague.
Bob Barker, Spay and Neuter Your Pet, and Jerry Springer, Take Care of Yourself and Each Other, and I got nothing in
don't
between.
Don't get ripped by the riptide.
Yeah. What I wanted to do, I don't know what I wanted to do. Twiff out. Odd.